gearing up for Dometic. Everything you need for adventures, big or small. Mobile living made easy. Dometic.
It's time for gearing up for the Dometic Patrol, an icebox with a sense of adventure. A couple of days ago, I caught up with Jim Credlin to talk about inland Victoria and where he's fishing well this school holidays. Here's the chat.
Jim Credlin joins me from JC's Bait and Tackle in Swan Hill. Good morning, Jim.
How are you, mate?
I'm going well. Now, we're heading into the Christmas period. School holidays are upon us. Where are the best places to wet a line? And for those looking to get kids into fishing this Christmas, the area's fishing really quite well.
Look, mate, since the start of the cod season, I said last year that I thought that was one of the best starts we've seen, but so far this year, this has been probably the best in a long time in pretty well all the rivers. The Edward is probably the only river that hasn't sort of fired really up so far, but the Walkill River at Kylight's producing some nice, good-sized cod, metre plus, then down to sort of 60 and 70 centimetres, and then smaller ones. The Murray here itself in Swan Hill, fishing really well. You know, people are going out. A father and his daughter, he got his first metre, a metre 01, then he got an 85, and then his daughter got an 84 last Saturday. So, and they're getting heaps of small stuff. You know, for kids to fish the rivers, even if they want to fish the lakes, there's plenty of fish there for them to catch. It doesn't matter, I suppose, with kids, whether it's a cod or a yellow belly or a carp.
Let's talk about the yellow bellies, because there's been a lot of captures around sort of the 30s mark, but there's been some in the 40s as well that have been really welcome captures.
They are. Look, the last couple of seasons, the yellow belly have been averaging around about 45 to 55 centimetres. They're getting huge. You'd probably pretty well guarantee that most of the yellows you pick up are 40 to 50 centimetres in length. We did hear of one that was caught in the local channel here. It was 67 centimetres. Now, that's a big yellow belly.
Absolutely.
In anyone's terms.
What about, let's talk about bait, Jim. What's been the best performing bait? Topwater lures, what have you seen and what have you heard from around the traps?
Look, all your baits, Barty grubs, yabbies, your scrub worms, and then you've got your what we call the supermarket baits, you know, your cheese, your chickens and stuff like that. So a lot of people are sort of stuck with, they stick with chicken, because personally I think it's when you get shrimp around it, when you put a greasy piece of chicken in the water, you get a ball of shrimp and then the cod attack that. But lures, we haven't seen a lot so far since the cod opening. The river's been pretty dirty, so most of the guys have been bait fishing. One guy did get up, he wanted to go try and get a cod last weekend. I sent him out to Cayley Lane. He was just using an Orgy lure, and he picked up two small cod. I'm hearing the Walker River is starting to clear up as well. So you'll probably find that the guys will start dragging lures around. And even with the surface lures, look, I'd be throwing them around too this time of the year. People, and you'll pick up fish. I mean, it's probably the school holidays. I would say that, well, when we had the break in Melbourne Cup weekend, and when everyone got out of Melbourne and they all come up here, people were just overawed to the number of fish they caught. You know, some people are going out getting 20, 30 fish in a day and a half, 2 days.
And what about in terms of, those new to fishing and looking to get into cod fishing or yellow belly fishing, what sort of tackle setups are you recommending to them? You're sort of that 2,500 to 3,000 range, for the beginners?
Yeah, look, you just want probably a 5 to 6 kilo weighted rod with anywhere between a 2 to 4,000 reel. You can either use your monofilament or braid on that. The rigs, you can either just have a running sinker, or some people prefer the paternoster. It just depends on how many, if you want to put on two hooks.
Yep.
And get a double chance of getting snagged.
Well, it's a great time to go fishing around the Murray, around Swan Hill, and plenty of the the inland waterways. I know, Jim, if people are having trouble deciding on what to buy for Christmas, the shop's got gift vouchers available that have no expiry date, so you can never get in trouble for those. So, Jim,
exactly.
Jim Creslin from JC's Bait and Tackle in Swan Hill. It's your first stop when you're chasing any inland species around Swan Hill. Go in and say g'day to Jim, and he'll point you in the right direction. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries, mate.